Here at AgConnect, you have the opportunity to talk to a lot of farmers, and risk management, getting ready for 2013 is on the top of their mind, and you have some advice for them.
Yeah, so it's great to be here, Cindy, and always great to talk to farmers. And in 2013, hopefully everybody's really positive about what's going to happen. And so we're encouraging farmers to take a little time on their fertilizer decision and to really do some homework. So farmers a lot of times do a lot of homework on variety selection, herbicides, fungicides. But then we find out that, you know, the fertilizer decision is pretty much the same as what it was last year and really haven't spent much time looking at that decision. And so we're encouraging them to spend a little more time this year thinking about their fertility program.
When they do that, what are some specific things that they need to look at with their fertilizer program?
Yeah, so just like the variety trials, you want to look at university data. So there's a lot of products on the marketplace, a lot of promises about what products deliver. And so really you want to look at unbiased sources, understand how the products work, their mode of action, and then choose the right product for your particular instance.
2012, a drought year. I know there were areas where the crops were good. Even some had best years ever. There's a lot of talk, a lot of fear that we may be going into a similar situation in 2013. How do you advise farmers to prepare for that?
Yeah, so, you know, the first question is how much of that nitrogen is left over from last year? And that's a great question, and it's one we can't answer yet. So it depends on how much rain we get from here till spring. But one of the things farmers will want to do is soil sample for nitrate in the spring to try to evaluate how much of that residual nitrogen is left, and then fine-tune their fertilizer application accordingly. And our products come into play there. So Agritain Stabilizer allows a farmer to wait longer, doesn't have to incorporate his urea, so he can wait and really decide how much that crop needs and then apply the appropriate amount.
If farmers have specific questions, what should they do? Where should they go?
Yeah, so I was, before Koch Agronomic Services, I was at the land-grant university, University of Kentucky. I would always still recommend go see your university guy, talk to him, look him up on the internet, and find out what products they're recommending and which ones are appropriate for their growing conditions.
Greg, anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
Well, we're just as hopeful as they are that 2013 is going to be a great year, and we're really looking forward to having new products and new interaction with the farmers. Come by and see us at the booth.